This is Sight, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Lord of the Rings crossover fic, written by Faith Unbreakable and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and is the third story in the Idle Hands series. She calls him Madar sometimes. At first, when she rose from her eternal slumber and glimpsed a world that must have seemed new and strange, foreign and beautiful to her after such long sleep, he believed it was a mistake. She learned their language quickly, like a child, picking up words here and there, using them without knowing their meaning. Many call him Adar, and so he let it pass despite the shudder running down his spine, at the thought of one such as her calling him father. Later he realized that she knew what this title she called him by meant. She knows that Adar is the father, and she still calls him by that name sometimes. It is, he believes, an expression of respect. But why she, this immortal lady of men, this graceful, graceless being, would pay such respect to him, he does not know. Why? He asks one early morning, as he stumbles across her small form in a garden of roses, sitting in the grass and watching things none of them can fathom. Do you call me Adar, lady? Her head falls to one side like that of a wolf scenting prey. He wonders if she does, wonders if she can smell the fine sheen of sweat on the palms of his hands, the resentment interwoven with love he feels for her. This bruised, beautiful girl, this girl he understands no more than he does the sun or the sky. You know why? Not a question or a guess, but an observation. She never doubts anything she says, never wavers or falters. It is perhaps the most inhuman of her habits, that she never seems to question herself like she knows that everything she does is right, is irrevocably necessary. Do you know any doubt at all? Any weakness? He thinks, but does not speak it. Instead, he nods. She respects him. Yes, he is aware of that, but he does not understand why. She could swat him from her like a fly if she wished to do so, could make him bend to her will, and he would do so without hesitation, because even Lord Elrond of Imladris does not defy the gods. Because you see, he wonders incredulously. He sees her walk with that infinite grace, sees her talk with that lilting accent that sounds so foreign to his ears. He sees her, but he does not see her at all. Sometimes he would like to think he catches a glimpse of her, who she might have been before millennia upon millennia washed away who she was before. That night, only days ago, as the war drums echoed through the valleys, he was sure, so sure for just a moment, that he saw her. Then he looked away for just a second, and she was gone. He shakes his head, bends down to look her in the eye, and says slowly, "But I see nothing." She simply smiles. She smiles, and her eyes turn to black cavities, her lips drain of color, and her cheeks sink in, until before him sits not a girl, not a goddess or a woman, but a corpse. A horrible, disfigured, rotting corpse. He jerks back so hard he almost falls, rising to his feet with all the swiftness of his race. But then he blinks, and as he opens his eyes again, she sits, surrounded by roses and grass, looking at invisible things. Face serene and features alien, yes, but not, no, never, dead and rotting. And still she smiles. He turns, unable to look, unable to face her, unable to... He walks away. He walks away and... Valar, help him. He sees. And still she calls him Adar sometimes. The end.